AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. We start with two weather stories that usually aren't mentioned together. Off the Carolina coast, there's a tropical storm, Anna. It is not a powerhouse, but the Atlantic hurricane season hasn't started yet. James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center says Anna is going to sit off the coast for a while and then move toward land.
We're not expecting too much in the way of flooding. We could see 1 to 2 feet of storm surge along the coast. That's not a lot. And in terms of rainfall, we're talking about 1 to 3 inches mainly. A few spots could get up to 5.
We go from tropical weather to snow in parts of Nebraska and South Dakota. Some places could get as much as 2 feet of snow. Bruce Sullivan is at the National Weather Service.
It's not that unusual. They tend to get some of their bigger storms late in the winter season into the early spring. But this is kind of late even for these parts of the country.
Farther south, parts of the Plain States could get another round of heavy rain, hail, and possibly tornadoes today. A new poll finds there are doubts the Supreme Court can rule fairly on litigation that jeopardizes President Obama's health care law.
The Associated Press GFK poll finds nearly half of those surveyed do not have confidence in the justices' impartiality on King versus Burwell. The case challenges the federal subsidies for health care coverage available to millions of people in the 30-plus states that did not set up their own health insurance exchanges. Only 1 in 10 respondents expressed high confidence that the decision will be based on objective interpretations of the law and not the justices' personal opinions. The poll also found that 56% of those surveyed want the court to keep the subsidies flowing. Ben Thomas, Washington.
At least 3 crew members were killed near the Seville airport in Spain and when a Spanish military transport plane crashed. As many as 10 crew members were on board the aircraft during a training mission. This is AP Radio News. On the day before Mother's Day, a group of moms is in Washington to march against police brutality.
We're here to put them on notice that we're tired of bearing our babies, and we want them to do something, and we want them to do something now.
Maria Hamilton is taking part in the march. Her son was killed by police in Milwaukee. The group spent time yesterday lobbying members of Congress. In South Carolina today, Rick Santorum hinted he may be close to announcing he's running for the Republican presidential nomination. During a presidential forum, Santorum said President Obama doesn't know the difference between friend and enemy.
Let me give the president, the current president, a little primer. Iran, enemy. Israel, friend.
Santorum says he has the experience to articulate a vision of keeping America strong. A number of potential candidates and candidates are at this forum. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.